This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I want to talk today and again tomorrow about old age, getting older. Some people don't want to be reminded of the fact that they're getting older. But what a fascinating topic it is when you think about it. It affects all of us. Because young people, if you're a young person one day, you'll end up an older person. Someone said, tongue in cheek, there's no future to old age. A little boy once asked a woman in a wheelchair in a nursing home that he was visiting, how old are you? She smiled and said, 39 and holding. And he looked at her intensely and said, well, how old would you be if you let go? People say age is just a state of mind and that you're only as old or only as young as you feel inside. Have you heard that? Well, in that very popular movie, 1991 movie, City Slickers, Billy Crystal plays Mitchell. He's having a midlife crisis. If you've seen the movie, you'll know what I mean. He was there with a group of friends, and they spent time reflecting and talking about life. And Mitchell says he doesn't want to end up an old man, wandering through shopping malls looking for the ultimate soft yogurt and muttering, how come the kids don't call? Well, old age is sometimes referred to as the sunset years. I'm not sure that that's altogether a kind comment, but for some of the elderly, the sunset years are not a very good time, a time of stagnation, discouragement. People who were once involved in a very challenging, productive work find themselves, they can't use their minds and their talents that they once had, and that could be due to health issues or an injury. And as a result, it leaves them feeling much less useful and valued, and I hope that that's not how you feel. Due to a loss of family, friends, or members of the family, depression can often afflict people who are getting old. Who wants to grow old? Actually, it was comedian George Burns, who lived past 100. He said it's better than the alternative. I mean, there are frightening aspects, an aging body, declining strength, feeling useless, as I said, especially after retirement, the loss of people that you knew, the fact that, yes, death is getting closer, or loneliness. There's even that alienation from children and grandchildren. They're busy doing their own thing. And sometimes there are financial concerns due to income. It was Robert Browning who said, grow old with me. The best is yet to be, the last of life for which the first was made. Our times are in his hand, who saith, a whole I planned, youth shows but half. Trust God, see all, nor be afraid. We can reach old age when we are no longer useful. We feel ourselves fading into history. It was even Billy Graham said in 2006 in a newspaper interview, in Newsweek actually, he said, all my life I've been taught how to die, but no one ever taught me how to grow old. Now, you don't need me to say that you could become a volunteer. You can help with other organisations who would value your time. You could play golf. I mean, in the University of Michigan study, it found that older Americans who care for others through volunteer work or just being a good neighbour live 60% longer than those who keep to themselves. So there you are. I want to say this morning and again tomorrow that those who walk in God's ways actually live more meaningful and effective lives. They live even into old age, not just because they want to do the right thing. That's important enough. After all, it's a result of a deeper relationship, a relationship with God. Now, we should not forget, it was from Abraham and Sarah, people from the Old Testament, 190 years that God brought forth Isaac. And what an important person Isaac was. He was the first in the long line of the Hebrew people. You can read that for yourself in the Bible in Genesis 21, 1-7. Now, these were old people who made this point of reminding God how old they were. But God, he had his plan and he fulfilled his promise through them. So don't allow yourself to give into frustration or failure or bitterness if you're old or in that process of getting old. I hope you'll come with me tomorrow and take this a bit further. Lord, thank you that old age need not be a terrible thing, but you can be in our lives regardless of age. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.